Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 26, The Throne of God, Revelation chapter 4, verse 6 through 11. We stopped in the midway point in our last chapter in verse 6. We pick up verse 6 that says, "In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures." So it says in the center of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures. Again, we cannot picture the throne of God as some kind of human-looking chair, because how could four living creatures both be in the chair with God and around the chair at the same time? God is spirit. This is some kind of a spiritual throne. These four living creatures are four distinct, separate, angelic beings. Again, we distinguish these kind of angels from the seven spirits of God, angels before the throne. This tells me that there are a number of various kinds of angelic beings. I guess that there are more different kinds of angelic beings than what we even can consider. "And they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second like an ox, the third like the face of a man, the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around them, even under his wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is, who is to come.'" Now, who these four living creatures are is, again, debatable. Some people believe that they are the same four living type creatures that Ezekiel saw. Well, if you compare Ezekiel's four living creatures with these, there is a difference of appearance. Some, like Chuck Misler, says it's the vantage point from which you are looking at these living creatures. Maybe Ezekiel was at one side, John at another side, so they've seen these four living creatures somewhat differently. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. I don't know. I tend to think that they might be actually four different types of living creatures, because I do believe that there are a multitude of different types of angels. They gave glory to God day and night. Well, day and night in heaven, my understanding, there is no such thing as day and night in heaven. I think this is basically an idiom saying that was their job, to stand before the Lord God Almighty and give him praise. Now, I don't know, you and I may think that's boring, but of course, it can't be boring. It can't be boring, but how these four living creatures actually do it, we have to realize they are not human. They do not think, feel, or act, or behave like humans. Verse 9. "Whenever the four creatures gave glory and honor and thanks to him who sat on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and they sang, 'You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.'" It appears now that the 24 elders, part of their role in heaven beyond ruling, because we've seen them having crowns earlier in chapter 4, part of the role is to worship God who sits on the throne. Note here that God is portrayed as the creator. He willed things into existence. As an act of will, he spoke things into existence. That is the Christian stance when it comes to creation. Again, I have gone through these verses pretty rapidly. Go to stevesweetman.com, click on my links for my written commentary on the book of Revelation. You will find more detail there.